The Tortoise and the Hare. In the kitchen garden at Knightshayes, spring had arrived in full colourful splendour. Neat rows of young vegetables pushed their first bright leaves through the soil, and the air was filled with the earthy scent of freshly turned beds. Hidden among the plants lived two very different neighbours, one quick as a spark, the other steady as the growing season itself. One was Hazel Hare, the fastest creature in the entire garden. She zipped along the winding paths like a gust of wind in a hurry. The other was Timothy Tortoise, steady, thoughtful, and polite. Timothy never rushed. He enjoyed every leaf, every flower, every sunbeam. One sunny morning, Hazel bounded past Timothy as he made his way along the path at the edge of the garden. "Honestly, Timothy," she laughed, skidding to a stop. "I've seen snails move faster. I could do a lap of the kitchen garden wall twice before you even reached the first turret." Timothy smiled serenely. "Perhaps," he said. "But everyone has their own pace." Hazel twitched her whiskers. "Tell you what," she said, "let's have a race. From here, all the way around the edge of the garden, following the wall, I'll even give you a head start." A small crowd of animals gathered. Timothy nodded calmly. "A race it is." The gardener's terrier gave a sharp little bark and off they went. Hazel shot forward like she'd been launched from a cannon. She zipped past flower beds, darted through lines of planted vegetables and left a swirling puff of dust as she rounded the first bend of the garden wall. The crowd gasped at her speed. Timothy, meanwhile, simply started walking. One small step after another, steady as the ticking of a very patient clock. Hazel reached the halfway point, stretched out on a warm patch of grass and yawned. "Oh, this is far too easy," she chuckled. "Timothy is probably still saying hello to the rhubarb." She stretched luxuriously. By the time she remembered the race, she blinked in confusion. "Wait, where's Timothy?" The crowd's excitement had shifted. Animals were cheering loudly, near the final stretch of the garden wall. Hazel's ears shot straight up. "No, no, no, no!" She sprinted faster than ever, paws thudding on the path, ears flapping wildly. But there, just moments from the finishing line, was Timothy, calm, focused, steady. Hazel leapt forward in a blur, but she reached the end only in time to see Timothy take one final step across the finish line. The gardens exploded in applause. Hazel skidded to a stop, panting.
How did you beat me?"
Timothy gave her a warm smile.
"Simple," he said. "Speed matters, but so does sticking to the path and not getting distracted."
Hazel's ears lowered sheepishly.
"I suppose I got a bit carried away."
Timothy chuckled softly. "Hazel, you're wonderfully fast, but sometimes slow and steady wins the race."